expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff and management of this station, Clear Channel Radio, or its affiliate companies.
Coming up today on The Travel Guys.
In 2 minutes on The Travel News, we'll identify, yes, folks, the dirtiest hotels in America.
And remind you why it's important to check the calendar for Indian national holidays before calling United Airlines.
At 20 minutes past, Mark has a before it opens review of the musical spectacular Spider-Man in New York City.
After the news at the bottom of the hour, John Holloway joins us with tips on lightweight luggage and a special offer for Travel Guys listeners.
And at 2:45, we'll tell you how you can reward the special lady in your life with a singing Valentine this year, one that she'll never forget, and introduce you to a man who owned his own island.
Don't touch your dial. You're listening to The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city.
Let's go on with the show.
On with the show, folks. Yes, it's the Travel Guys and Entertainment right here on News Talk 1530 KFVK at our new time every Sunday, 2 to 3. I'm Tom Romano along with my buddy Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Welcome back, Mark. Long way to New York and back in a week.
Yep, dodged a snowstorm. It was a quick jaunt back to New York City. We'll talk some more about that a little bit later on in the program, some of the shows that I got to see in America's most exciting city.
A lot of fun stuff coming up today on the program that you just heard about. Let's get into it right now. Without further ado, let's get into the travel news, ladies and gentlemen. The smooth jazz sounds of the Mark Hoffman Trio in the background as we go directly to Mark in the news.
A major expansion is planned for Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. Disney is planning one of the largest expansions in its history. Fantasyland is growing to nearly double its current size. Highlights of the expansion include a new attraction, Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid, during which guests will travel with Ariel and her friends through their exciting adventures above and below the waves. The Be Our Guest restaurant will feature a dining experience. What is this, a commercial for Disneyland?
Yeah, my happiest place on earth.
Yeah, if you can afford it. The Horizon Airlines name is about to disappear. Horizon airplanes will soon be repainted with the Alaska Airlines Eskimo logo on their tail and Alaska across the fuselage. Alaska said the move follows a shift made earlier this year to a new business model that aligns more closely with the rest of the regional airline industry. You know what that means, Tom?
What's that?
That means that this is a way for them to convince you that you're getting on a real Alaska Airlines plane when you're really not. It's a philosophy that's been used very effectively by other airlines. The first plane with a new paint job will be delivered next month. Alaska bought Horizon in 1986 and has maintained it as a separate brand since then. The tail logo, a stylized sun, has been Horizon's for 20 years. All officials said Horizon will continue to operate as a separate airline within the Alaska Air Group. So I'm not sure what that's all about, but again, I would just suggest to you that it's just another way of making you think that you're getting on a real airplane when you're really getting on a tin can. Attention,
wow.
Attention,
that was brutal.
Well, I'm really tired of this. If I'm going to ride on a little tiny airplane where you can't stand up when you walk down the aisle and you can't get a reasonable size carry-on into the air rack overhead, I would appreciate it if you would tell me before I buy the ticket.
I will.
It's a small thing.
When I own my own airlines, I'll be sure that I do.
Attention, single cruisers. Not singles who are cruisers, single people who like to go on cruise ships.
Okay.
What they do there is their own business. Royal Caribbean is adding single cabins. For the first time, Royal Caribbean will offer cabins designed for single travelers.
Now, is this a trend? Are there a lot of single cruisers these
days?
Well,
if there are a lot of single travelers, I will tell you that. They make up a growing portion of the travel segment of the travel market. And, of course, it's more expensive to travel single, especially on a cruise ship. Because when you are not sharing the other half of a hotel room or a cruise cabin with someone, you have to pay for the other half. The only saving to the cruise line is the food they didn't feed the second person. So basically, you've got to pay double. And when you go on a tour of some kind, why, then you're going to pay whatever the cost of the hotel is, you're going to pay the other half of the room. So, yes, with people, more and more people traveling independently, I would say this is immensely popular. The Radiance of the Seas will be the first ship to offer single cabins and will have three to offer all inside staterooms. NCL's Epic has a number of the solo cabins, and they have been selling out. Their two new ships will also have single cabins. For those who frequently put their faith and trust in call centers for airlines, hotels and the like, here is a classic story taken from boardingarea.com. This is a personal experience of the writer that took place this week. Wednesday, I called the United 100-mile flyer desk and asked them to connect me to the refunds department. Without explanation, the agent explained that the refunds department only opened at 11 a.m. Eastern that Wednesday, this past week, as opposed to the usual 9 a.m. Eastern. Odd, I thought. So I called back shortly after 11. This time, the agent transferred me, though instead of being connected to a human, I got an automated voice system saying that the refunds department is closed due to the holiday today. Wednesday, January 26th, not sure what holiday that is. No, after consulting my calendar, I'm not going crazy, so I did what any rational United customer would do. I consulted the Indian and Philippine public holidays calendar. And wouldn't you know it, based on the Indian public holidays calendar, it appears that January the 26th is India Republic Day, which explains why the United call center was not open. So for those of you who are customers of United Airlines, just keep those little calendars handy. That will help you with making your reservations. Cruisers, can you, I guess it's not even, I mean, what can you really say? Cruisers, you can be bag-free in Florida now, a new service that allows cruisers sailing from Florida to shed their bags before setting foot on the ship. Passengers often get off in the morning and have hours before their late afternoon or evening flights to enjoy Florida. Now for a fee of $6 a bag, you can give your luggage to guys at the ship, and they will take it to the airport for you where you can claim it. And reverse service from the airport to the ship is available, and soon it's going to be available in Miami and at airport and at the port of Miami as well. If you've ever been on a cruise, that really is a major hassle.
I would think, yeah, I haven't.
It's a small thing.
Sure.
But you got your luggage, and where are you going to go? So now, for a very reasonable fee, somebody will take your baggage, take anything valuable out it, and out of it. No, I'm just kidding. TripAdvisor has released their list of America's dirtiest hotels. The survey ratings are based.
Are you sure you want to do this?
We did this last year, so okay. It's going to be a travel guy's tradition. The dirtiest hotel, the Grand Resort Hotel and Convention Center in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I have stayed in this hotel.
Now, let me ask you, before we go any further, how do they classify a hotel as dirty or not? Are we talking about the condition of the rooms?
TripAdvisor says it's the percentage of people who mentioned that the hotel was dirty or unclean in their comments.
All right.
So in this case, with this particular hotel, 87% of more than 200 guests indicated they were unhappy with the cleanliness in the hotel, so that earned them the top spot. There's only one on the West Coast in the top 10, and that is at number 2 in Oakland, the Jack London Inn, which is part of Jack London Square down
right,
there.
Right, yeah. That's...
And has always looked, from the outside at least, like a fairly nice property. But they came in at number 2, Desert Resort Inn Daytona Beach, Hotel Carter in New York, was 4th. Interestingly enough, it was the dirtiest hotel last year and has been on the list 5 times in 6 years, but I'd have to say they were probably happy. They were number 1 last year, and they slipped to number 4 this year, which might indicate that some of the dirt is gone. Polynesian Beach and Golf Resort in Myrtle Beach is 5th. Atlantic Beach Hotel in Miami Beach is 6th. Roadway Inn Williamsburg. If you want the whole top 10, go to travelguysradio.com, and you can see the entire list of America's 10 dirtiest hotels. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the travel news for Sunday, the 30th of January.
Dun, 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 dun. Only found here on the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio program. Sundays 2 to 3 on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Thanks, Mark. Well, okay, is it that time?
It is. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about New York City and some of the things that I found there this week. And we're also especially going to talk about Spider-Man, which is the most expensive show in Broadway history and is in previews right now. And we'll take a special look at it when we come back.
Right here on the Travel Guys, the News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Hi, it's Amy Lewis. Be sure and join Ed Crane and me tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for the latest news, weather, traffic, sports, everything that you need information-wise. We've got it for you on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Why not give your regards to Broadway in person this spring? Sports Leisure Vacations is offering a cultural arts tour to the Big Apple unlike any we've offered before. You'll be in the audience at Carnegie Hall when James Taylor performs. See the Tony Award-winning revival of La Cage aux Folles. And if you wish, attend a performance of the Metropolitan Opera. Stay 5 nights at the Millennium Hotel Times Square, right in the middle of the lights and excitement of Broadway. Classic dining experiences are included, along with airfare and, of course, our signature door-to-door service. Travel Guys reporter Clayton Whitehead will be your host as you explore Ellis Island, Wall Street, the museums, and so much more. The trip departs April 16th. If you'd like more information on how you can join Sports Leisure Vacations in New York, call us at 361-TOUR. That's 361-8687. Or visit us on the web at sportsleisure.com. And give your regards to Broadway in person.
Guys, love doesn't have an expiration date, neither should her Valentine's Day gift. So come to Shane Company for hundreds of jewelry styles with cultured freshwater pearls. For only $100, you can surprise her with not one gift but two, a 65-inch pearl strand and a matching pearl bracelet. And the colors of our pearls are never dyed, unlike the pearls at most other jewelers. If you're not sure which pearl gift she'd prefer, our non-commissioned personal shoppers can help you make the perfect selection. For $100, no one else sells two matching pearl gifts of this exceptional quality. She will treasure the beauty of her Shane Company pearls and her Valentine's Day memories for a lifetime.
Now you have a friend in the pearl business. Shane Company, in Roseville on North Sunrise across from the Auto Mall. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
I'm gonna take a little time to drive, watch these valley roads unwind. Leave a little bit early, leave behind the stress and worry.
If you thought it was a December to remember, this will be a January you'll never forget at Lexus of Sacramento and Lexus of Roseville as they present the first pre-owned event of the year. Lexus is making it even bigger and better by offering Lexus certified pre-owned vehicles at tremendous prices. Take advantage of these great rates, as low as 0.90% APR on approved credit, up to 48 months now through February 28th at the elite of Lexus dealers. Sacramento on Fulton Avenue or Roseville at the Roseville Auto Mall.
0.90% APR. Short-term financing on approved credit on all certified pre-owned IS and ES models now through February 28th at the elite of Lexus dealers. Sacramento on Fulton Avenue or Roseville at the Roseville Auto Mall. Or log on to Lexus of Sacramento or LexusofRoseville.com.
Taking the long way home.
It's a grand night for seeing the
A grand night for singing. The Tony-nominated musical is now playing at the Cosmopolitan Cabaret.
Honey bun. Get a load of...
If you're a fan of Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals like The Sound of Music, South Pacific, and Oklahoma, A Grand Night is truly a must-see. Tickets are on sale now. Call 557-1999 or go online to tickets.com. For more information, log on to CosmopolitanCabaret.com.
What if radio had no commercials? Where would you find out about the next Best Buy on stuff you want and things you need? Plus, without advertising, businesses would have no customers, go broke, have to close. Not good. Thanks to radio advertising and radio salespeople, that's not going to happen. Now, this is where you come in. A Fortune 500 company, Clear Channel Radio, is looking for community-minded, customer-driven salespeople who want to help build businesses. If that's you, visit KFBK.com, keyword sales career. Clear Channel is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back. This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK every Sunday 2 to 3. And it's that time. Brand new feature. Music, please. Ouch. The opinions expressed by the commentator are those his and not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its staff, management, advertisers, or for that matter, anyone else. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for just one man's opinion. And here is the man with the opinion, Mark Hoffman.
We have become a nation of people who don't know where we're going. Now, I'm not talking about the direction of the country or the sagging housing market or anything as complicated as that. This is an epidemic, and it makes us all look pretty darn stupid. As I traversed back and forth across the country last week, spending time in what I consider the most exciting city in these United States, I observed something both mildly alarming and amusing at the same time. Nobody is paying any attention to where they are going. Blame it on the texting craze, if you will, but it's pretty obvious what's happening. In any airport, especially in any airport, or on just about any public street, subway entrance, elevator, even in the restroom, people are infatuated with answering the latest text message, checking their flight departure, phoning a friend, and any effort towards common courtesy or just getting the heck out of the way is completely gone. Of course, it has already been documented on TV and in the newspapers, texting can be very dangerous. Drivers who text while on the road are people with a death wish. I just hope they don't randomly take me with them. Did you see the video of the lady who walked right into the fountain while doing something on her BlackBerry? People like her are all over. Walkers who text while they're trying to move in a forward direction look just plain silly. But in O'Hare Airport the other day, I narrowly missed a collision with a lady who was charging full speed ahead with her head down looking at her smartphone. So what do we do? Pleading with the people to change their behavior is not going to work. Heck, if we can just get them not to text while they're driving, it would be a miracle. Asking them to abandon their communication devices on foot would be a fight you couldn't win. So I have an idea. The next time you're in an airport or a shopping mall or anywhere else and someone isn't looking where they're going because they're playing with their phone, why not yell, "Look out!" and scare the bejesus out of them. Or as they pass, just casually say, "I never saw that tree right there before." Remember, these are people who don't care if they run into you, a wall, or a server with plates full of food, so why not have a little fun at their expense? Or you could just stand aside and watch them bounce off the wall. Either way, it's cheap fun, especially during a long layover. And that is just one man's opinion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was texting. If you have an opinion of your own, we'd love for you to share it with us. Share your opinions on the air, if you'd like, by calling us at 921-1530. Or drop us a note at travelguysradio.com. There you go. One man's opinion with Mark Hoffman.
Yeah, people running into each other. It's true. It's, you know, you used to go to New York City and you'd see these people looking up at the skyscrapers.
Sure, sure.
And you'd wonder, you could tell those were the tourists. It's just one of those traditional things. Now you've not only got to deal with the people who aren't looking where they're going, but you've got people who pretend that they know where they're going, but they don't have a clue.
Because yeah, you know, honestly, and you know why people we're missing a lot of the world as a result of spending a lot of time staring at our devices. And I have to admit, I'm just as guilty as anybody else.
I just find that when you stop and you look at it, it's mildly amusing. You know, one of the things you're not supposed to do on the radio is say hello to your friends. And last week I was going to say hello to a friend, and I forgot. And then it dawned on me that you're really not supposed to do that.
Well, so, where did you hear that? That's an old rule.
Well,
I'm sure that doesn't.
Well, I'm not going to say hello to Stephanie because if I did that, it would be probably breaking a rule or something, and I don't want to do that. So I won't. Say hello to her. That's all there is
to
it.
Don't say hello to
Stephanie. Hey, listen, if you don't have anything to do and you're sitting in front of your computer right now, go to travelguysradio.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, and look at the piano stairs video, and make sure you turn the sound up. That's all I can – they painted some steps in Stockholm to look like a piano. You got to see it, travelguysradio.com. I was in New York last week. Tomas?
Yes, you were, and boy, I'll tell you, I am seriously jealous. You got a chance to see the new Broadway Spider-Man that's been making the news. How many people in the cast have been injured so far?
Absolutely. Well, three have been injured bad enough to go to a hospital.
Tell us what you saw and what you observed.
Spider-Man is – this is a $65 million show now. They've put off the opening five times. They're in previews. And normally a show would preview on the road, but this show cannot preview on the road because the theater had to be built especially for this show. These people are flying – I'm not kidding you. They are flying all over the place all the time, and it's easy to see how somebody could get caught and something could go wrong and could go very wrong because they're flying all over the audience in all kinds of interesting configurations. The only sad thing – and it's a very expensive show. It's a very flashy show. The really sad thing is that – the storyline is incredibly lame and incredibly weak. And
what did you expect?
Well, I mean, the day before
Spider-Man.
The day before I saw Mamma Mia, which has got to be the corniest, goofiest show to come along on Broadway forever. We all love it to death. I've seen it half a dozen times. I love it. I will pay to go see it again. But it at least has a plot. and a story. And Spider-Man doesn't it's there's some kids and they're kind of making up the show as they go along, and then they disappear and they come back, and it the second act reprises the first act to some extent, and they have got a long way to go, or somebody is going to lose a lot of money, because I don't see people just paying to see people fly around inside of a theater. I mean, it's spectacular and it's cool, but you find yourself kind of sitting there going, and?
Yeah, it sounds to me like it should. It's more like something that should have been at Universal Studios in Hollywood or Florida.
Probably so. Hey, a couple of quick things. One is, had a great steak dinner at Don Shula's restaurant in the Westin Hotel. I hadn't eaten there for a number of years. If you're looking for a good steak in New York, the Westin Hotel, which is at the corner of 43rd and Street and 8th Avenue, Shula's restaurant serves one of the best steaks in town. Two people figure $100 a person if you add any alcohol or anything, but it's not a cheap steak, but it's very good. Also, if you're going to New York City and you're looking for a good hotel to stay in that's reasonably new, rooms are all the same, the Hilton on 42nd Street, and the staff there is just really terrific, and it's a wonderful place to stay, so I highly recommend it. And Mamma Mia, if you can see that. Also, I saw Lombardi. The reviews are on TravelGuysRadio.com about Vince Lombardi, whose Green Bay Packers are in the Super Bowl next weekend. The lobby of the theater is all adorned with Green Bay Packers stuff. If you are a football fan, the Lombardi is just absolutely a terrific opportunity to learn about a legend.
Outstanding. We're listening to the Travel Guys Radio Show. We've got Greg Fishman in the news coming up next, and we'll be back on the backside with John Holloway. We've got Michelle from the Arts and Business Council, and something special if you're looking for an outstanding gift for that special lady in your life for Valentine's Day.
Welcome. It's the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. And, Mark, we've got a brand new segment that we're going to have on a regular basis here on the program. Why don't you tell the folks?
Well, now that we are on every week, John Holloway is going to join us each week and let you know what the Travel Outfitters Packing Light special is each week. So you can come into John's store, say hello, and get a special deal on something every week. Or you can just go by and bother him on a regular basis if you want.
There you go.
And plus, John is going to continue to be our travel gadget guy. And so he is here today in that dual purpose. We are talking about luggage, and we were talking before we went on the air here about the fact that many people now bring a bag on the plane that they used to check. Because at $25-$30 a bag each direction domestically, you wouldn't have to travel more than two or three times to pay for the cost of a suitcase. So some people have a bag now that, sometimes they put it on the plane, sometimes they check it. And it looks like, John, you brought a lot of things here today that kind of fit that dual purpose sort of thing.
Boy, have you. John, welcome to the program today. And so folks will know, it took us three trips out to his truck
to bring in all of this stuff.
To bring in a mass quantity of very, very exciting-looking
luggage. We have
luggage
galore. Plus, we should mention to folks that, like all of the guests that we have here on the Travel and Entertainment Guys, the John's website information and some pictures of things that we're talking about today and stuff can be found at TravelGuysRadio.com.
Well, right. Tell us what you brought, John, and what we're going to be doing here.
Yeah, in spite of us carrying all this luggage in, fellas, we really want you to head out to the airport with one upright bag and hopefully, preferably, perhaps a carry-on bag that's expandable that you can go and check if you wish. So I brought in several.
So if you go on the road, and this bag fit in the overhead on the way out, and it saved you $25. But you know, now you've expanded it, and now it's not an over. That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, you bring
a lot
it
of
home.
People travel that way.
Right, and you're bringing home mom's apple pie that she insists you take home, and you can't carry that on. It might be a bad substance through the TSA
There's
security
a lot of
area.
Here. I can just this is and you know the one of the keys, John, about the small bags is that you lose if you're losing too much in the weight of the suitcase. Like, for example, what does this one weigh here?
Yeah. Well, let's get the scale out. Okay. And it weighs 6.5 pounds.
Wow.
So you start off with most of our luggage with 2 to 4 pounds of savings versus other brands.
Now, we were talking, too, about the fact that the weight limits, the baggage weight limits, that what you can bring for free without or even what you can bring without getting an excess charge. For example, here domestically in the States, it's 50 pounds.
Right.
At my company, because we have to handle bags and throw them under the motor coach and bellman and all that stuff all the time, we encourage people to limit them to 40 pounds because that's a little more manageable. You've got information here that shows us that When you're traveling internationally, using a different weight system than what we use
kilograms
here.
Kilograms, yeah.
But still, it amounts to about 44 pounds.
Yeah.
So the reality is that if you get your 50-pound bag and you go down and you're going to New Zealand, now you're going to get an excess baggage charge.
That's right.
So you've got to be – and this is something that you're really up on this stuff.
We have to be. Yeah, at packinglight.com. I mean, that's our – this is our focus, and this is everybody else's focus. Our customers come in. They're not asking us about wheels and handles and frames. They lift the luggage. That's the first thing that people
do. Yeah, exactly, because if the lighter the bag, the more you can put into it and still stay under that limit or still easily lift it. The other thing is a bag that weighs 12 pounds to start with as opposed to a bag that weighs 6.5 is a lot easier for, say, a female to lift up into the overhead compartment, which is an issue now.
I mean,
flight attendants on United Airlines are telling people, get another passenger to help you. We're not going to hurt ourselves.
Right.
And I can understand that to some limited degree. What else? You've got several different – how much – this is super light.
Super light.
What's that one weigh?
It weighs about 7.5 pounds.
Wow.
So, I mean, the entire industry has gone on board with this, that they're taking the frames out of luggage. So if you wonder, well, how do they lighten them up? I mean, they look at the zipper pulls. They look at the teeth. They look at mainly the frames. If they can take the frame out of the bag, then you're going to get a lighter bag.
Now, John, you got the purple one and an orange one there now. In regards to now that they're lighter, are they just as sturdy and will hold together as well?
Honestly, we found that if you have a frameless bag or even one that's like semi-structured, that's, you know, they'll put a little wire around it to give it some structure, that it takes the blows and the impacts, and let's face it, if it's checked, it's going to take some impact.
Yeah.
And if it can take the impact and kind of collapse and have a memory to bounce back, then you're in great shape. Your luggage will last a long time, and you've got lighter luggage, and you're saving money.
You can find John's stuff at travelguysradio.com. You can find it at packinglight.com. And if folks come into the store this week, they can. What's the Travel Outfitters Packing Light deal of the week?
You know, we got a great deal, and this is really a lot of fun to be able to offer this to people. If they go to our website, packinglight.com, they can put in Travel Guys in our promo code field, and they're going to save 10% in addition to the 50% that we're already offering.
And if they come into the store, they can see everything in person. Mention Travel Guys.
Absolutely.
And you'll give them another 10% off.
Yeah, even if the luggage is clearance. I mean, we'll give it to them.
Right. Tell us where you are, John.
I'd be happy to. We're at 1150 Fulton Avenue. So we're in between Hurley and Northrop, and we've been there 32 years.
A long time. And little do people know that Sports Leisure Vacations actually started in an apartment building right across the street from John. But that's another story for another day. John, thanks for coming
in. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for being a part of the Travel and Entertainment Guys. John Holloway with Holloway Travel Outfitters right here with us on the Travel Guys.
You're listening to the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK, and as we promised last week, every week a new segment on the program. We're into entertainment here. We're just not the Travel Guys. We're Travel and Entertainment, bringing you a touch of cultural arts, music, and entertainment in the Northern California area. And every week our special guest is going to be Michelle Alexander, the executive director with the Arts and Business Council of Sacramento. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tom.
And did you have a pretty exciting week?
It's been a very busy week.
And what was the highlight of your week there at the old Arts and Business Council?
Well, we've got a lot going on with the Mayor's For Art's Sake initiative, which he launched last year. We've got an action plan that's getting ready to get going, committees meeting, and all kinds of exciting things for people involved in the administrative side of the arts. But it's been exciting for us. Lots of good movement.
Well, good, good. That's good to hear. And we will always keep folks posted at TravelGuysRadio.com, opportunities for others to participate or to help support the arts whenever possible. Okay, let's get on to business. What's happening entertainment-wise in the Northern California area? I know you got a great list of some fun stuff, so tell me what you got.
Yeah, we've got some great options next weekend for film, museums, theater. You can indulge in some cultural exploration. We've got some great stuff. First up on the docket is the Jewish Film Festival. This is a great event. It takes place February 5th on Saturday evening and February 6th on Sunday afternoon at the historic Crest Theater. The film festival features films from all around the globe representing diversity of the Jewish culture, and you can get more information about that at sacjff.org or thecrest.com. We've got a 13th annual Sacramento Free Museum Day on Saturday, February 5th from 10 to 4. 26 museums in the Sacramento area are going to be offering free admission all day long during the 13th annual Sacramento Museum Day.
Now, that
there's
would,
more info.
Let
Sorry,
me,
go ahead.
Let me interrupt for just a second. Would that include the Crocker Art Museum?
As far as I know, absolutely.
Outstanding. Okay, go on.
Yeah. It's a great chance to check out, you know, wealth of art and history, science, wildlife at no cost. And that's at sacmuseums.org for more info. We've got the first Saturday African-American Art Tour, which is a great cultural kickoff event for the next several months, the first Saturday of each month, starting February 5th from noon to 9. You can stop by Underground Books to get started on that self-guided tour. Each location is going to be highlighting works of Sacramento and Northern California's African-American artists. And for more info, you can call 916-613-0099 or check out the event on Facebook under First Saturday African-American Art Tour. If you're looking for some bold entertainment at the theater, you can go see Reasons to be Pretty at Capitol Stage aboard the riverboat Delta King next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The show continues to run through February 20th as a fiercely dark comedy confronting contemporary America's obsession with physical beauty. So that one sounds like something I might have to put on my personal docket.
There you go. Yeah. Dark and fierce. That's Michelle, ladies and gentlemen.
Good thing we're on the radio.
Yeah.
And lastly on the list, if piano and jazz are your thing, Vijay Iyer and Histrosity are going to be performing at the Mondavi Center in Davis, February 2nd through February 5th. New Yorker calls him one of today's most important pianists and extravagantly gifted. This is quite the review. His trio plays a great set of covers and originals, including works by Leonard Bernstein, Stevie Wonder, and Andrew Hill. And you can get more info on that at mondaviart.org. A great place for year-round arts and cultural events is Sacramento365.org. And shameless plug for our organization. If you love the arts and want to play a part, there's lots of volunteer opportunities available. And you can give me a call at 442-2005 anytime.
There you go.
What I got, Tom?
You did great. And then you can get all that information as well if you missed any of it at TravelGuysRadio.com. And Michelle, same place, same time next week right here on the Travel Guys Radio Show, okay?
I'll see you then. Have a great week and get out there and go see some culture.
Outstanding. We are the Travel Guys Radio Program, News Talk 1530 KFBK. This is the Travel Guys and Entertainment on News Talk 1530 KFVK. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Remember now, visit TravelGuysRadio.com for all the stuff that we talk about on today's show. Mark, who do we have?
Well, for those of you folks who have always wanted to own your own island, we have a man who owned an island and gave it back. In Lake Huron, off of in the middle of Saginaw Bay, sits Charity Island. And joining us on the line right now, live, is Bob Wiltsey. And Bob was the owner of Charity Island. Good afternoon, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon, Mark. Greetings from Northeast Michigan.
Hey, I'm guessing it's not particularly warm in Sacramento today, but I'm guessing that it's warmer here than it is there.
Yeah, 23 degrees today. I'm looking out on Saginaw Bay, and there's a lot of snow and ice out there.
Wow.
My goodness. So tell us, Bob, about Charity Island that you owned and now you don't own, and there's a story there.
Well, my wife and I were real estate brokers back 20-some years ago. Of course, we still are today, but it was one of my first real estate projects. We heard this little 300-acre island setting 10 miles offshore was up for sale, and I thought I'd do a real estate project. So I bought the island after spending 3 years working on permits to build a marina out there. And during that 3 years, we learned that this island was so unique in so many ways, we decided that there was a higher and better use than a real estate project. I kept 5 acres of this island. It has the old lighthouse on it. It was built in 1857, and we decided that it should be kept the way it was, the island, and we sold most of it to the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service. So they now manage it as a wildlife sanctuary.
But you have kept you still own the property that the lighthouse sits on.
Yes, that's right. So and we did build a small boat basin out there, and about 7 years ago, some real estate broker, one of my competitors, offered to buy me out, and I decided I was going to go back out to Charity Island and make that the career for the rest of my life. And my wife and I call Charity Island our home for 9 months out of the year. We live in the Lightkeeper's home, and we have 249-passenger ferry boats. And we bring people out to our island every summer, all summer long, and we share as much of the island as we can in a 5.5-hour trip.
I understand, this is Tom, I understand that this is an archaeological site. You have some pretty rare animals as well as plants and such there. Tell me what is on the island.
Hi, Tom. Charity Island is really a knob of limestone formed about 300 million years ago, and embedded in that limestone are these round flint nodules. And so Native Americans were going out to the island because they could walk along the shoreline. These nodules had been freed up by erosion. You know, the Great Lakes have been pounding against that shoreline for the last 9,000 years since the glaciers retreated. So Native Americans didn't have to quarry the flint. All they had to do was wade out in the water, and they could gather it up. And so for at least 2,000 years before the first Europeans arrived, Native Americans were occupying this island because that was such an important resource for their survival, and they could get at it so easily. And also on this little 300-acre island, we have three bald eagle's nests. And it turns out the gravelly, sandy shoreline on the west side of the island is ideal breeding habitat for this small bird called piping plover that's on the federal government's list of endangered species. So they had a lot reasons why they wanted to buy it and set it aside, and that was the same goal I had once I got into the project, and so that's how it ended up being managed as a wildlife sanctuary out there.
Now, Bob, in the minute or so we have left here, I know that you are in Lake Huron. Basically, for folks who are not geographically competent here, and you're below Mackinac Island by a couple of hours. That's the same general area. How do folks who would like to come to Charity Island, how do they do that?
Well, you know, first of all, their best bet is to go to CharityIsland.com, and they'll have all the directions they need. But we are, you know, right in the middle of the state on the very eastern shore of Michigan, and there's a main artery, U.S. 23, that runs the shoreline up there. They come to Tawas, Michigan, and they'll see that we've got 249-passenger boats, and we do this one-hour boat ride out to the island, and we greet you when you arrive. We bring you up to our home, and we share a great history and a dinner, and it's about a 5.5-hour trip altogether, and we got the Governor's Award for Innovation and Tourism last year because it's such a unique experience that we're providing.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for joining us and telling us a little bit about Charity Island on the Travel Guys this afternoon. For those of you folks who would like some more information, TravelGuysRadio.com will tell you all about it. And, Bob, we'll see you when the temperature gets up above 23 degrees.
Sounds great, Mark.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob. CharityIsland.net, I do believe, will get you there. And you know what? It's not too late to get your Valentine, a dinner cruise gift certificate right there online.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. And joining us, our next guest on the phone live is Dick Spees from the Sacramento Capital Airs. Hi, Dick.
Well, hi there, Mark and Tom.
Hi, Dick. You and I met last year. In fact, you came into my studio next door and you and the gang did a Valentine's song for my wife. Do you remember that?
Well, we're doing it again.
All right.
And so, Dick, tell us about how folks who would like to get that really special Valentine's Day gift. I think this is just really neat. I've done it for my staff. Tell them a little bit about the singing Valentines that are available.
Okay. All they need to do is go on the web at capitalairs.org or call our phone number, 888-877-9806. That's a real easy one to remember. And they can order for starting Saturday the 12th of February through Monday the 14th, which is Valentine's Day. A quartet will sing to their sweetie. We sing for men and women. You'd be surprised. And we will sing a couple of love songs, give them a rose, a quarter pounder of See's candy, and a Valentine card with a message, a personal message from the donor.
Now, see, what a wonderful way to show your staff or that you really appreciate them, or not just an individual loved one, but this is something that can be done for a group also.
Oh, absolutely. We've sung to people in grocery stores, in barbershops and...
All right, so Dick, what's the most unusual one that you can remember that you've done?
I hate to even tell you. The most unusual one was when a lady had us come and sing to her poodle.
That's there you go.
Okay, well.
But
what song did you sing?
Yeah.
What song did you request?
Excuse me?
What song did she request?
Well, just our regular "I Love You Truly." We sing two love songs.
Oh, I see. She didn't want to hear how much is that doggy in the money.
Dick, I know the Capitol Airs is your group does concerts pretty much on a year-round basis every 3-4 months. You have another.
We're a nonprofit organization, and to pay our expenses, we do several shows.
And you have one coming up in March.
And matter of fact, we do on March 12th. We have a wonderful show. It's a cabaret dinner and show, and it's going to be at St. Ignatius Parish Center at 3235 Arden Way in Sacramento. A wonderful barbecue tri-tip dinner, and it'll be a great event with a show and a dinner. It's a bargain at $25 each.
And they can get information on that by going to your website or going to travelguysradio.com. We'll take you there also.
Okay, capitalairs.net, but .org, rather.
And that's C-A-P-I-T-O-L, by the way. Otherwise, you're going to end up in an air conditioning
company.
Yeah,
capital as in the building, as opposed as into in the place. And also, right there, you can find the information about the Singing Valentines. I give them my heartiest recommendation. They are a wonderful way to, a unique way to show your appreciation, and a very inexpensive way. We should tell folks that it is between $50 and $75, so it's really a very unique and inexpensive way to create a wonderful Valentine. Dick, thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Travel Guys.
My pleasure. Thanks. We look forward to singing to your listeners.
And thanks, absolutely. Dick. We are going to hold you to that. Before the year is out, we're going to have you guys here in the studio one day and have you do a live concert on the radio.
We'll look forward to it.
Thanks. All right. Thank you very much. Dick Spees of the Sacramento Capitol Airs with us here. Wow. We have had a busy hour.
That's been a great hour.
It's just like as many people as you can possibly fit into 1 hour. We've been to New York. We've told people when they should call centers to make sure you check for foreign holidays to check on call centers. You know, I really feel for those folks who are in Egypt right now who are trying to get out. You know, you're talking about call centers and stuff. People who plan vacations, who plan them and use a travel professional to plan them, have an extra person advocating for them when they get into a tight situation. Think about that when you're getting ready. A travel agent can be incredibly valuable to you. And I'm not a travel agent. I'm a tour operator, so I'm not plugging for myself. But if you've got somebody who can get the job done when you're out there on the road in a tough spot, why, they are well worth the few extra dollars that you pay them.
Absolutely. You know, the what you save by perhaps doing it online by yourself cannot make up for all the grief.
No, and if you want to go online,
you got nobody to call.
Plan it all yourself and then go down to somebody who's a professional. And because if you get in a tight spot, they can come and do your work for you. They can find out what's being canceled, what's running, etc. All right, Travel Guys, we'll be here next week at 2 o'clock. In 2 weeks, we are live from Hawaii, from the big island of Hawaii. In 4 weeks, we'll be live from the New York Times Travel Show.
I might point out, Mark will be live from Hawaii. I'll be here.
Such is the life of the poor, forlorn Tom Romano. If you have anything on our program today that sparked your interest, you can go to travelguysradio.com. You can leave us a comment or get any website that was mentioned today. And if you are a travel professional in town and you would like to be part of this program,